This evening, I come in the name of the Lord. I didn't come with eloquence of speech. I don't come with enticing words, but I just come in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I was doing this message, it happened to me weeks ago, probably over a month. This passage of scripture came to me, and this message, God gave it to me, for me, and by extension, to share it with my siblings, because we are all, at some times, in a dry valley. Sometimes we are taken from the mountains into dry, parched land, but He's always with us, whether we're on the mountaintop, whether we're in the valley. He promised never to leave us, never to forsake us, because He is with us and He is in us. And this is my comfort every day, knowing that I'm joined to my Father, I'm one spirit with Him, gives me great comfort. Pray with me. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding and revelation, we are so grateful that you are our teacher. We are here this evening to hear a word from you, a word that will nourish our spirit, a word that will quench our thirst and help us to continue to stay in the valley until you move us from there. Father, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory. Let your word go forth, Father, this evening with power, with clarity, with conviction, and let your words resonate in our spirit, man, that we can continue to live from that place, our true identity, because that is who we are. We give you all praises, we acknowledge you, Holy Spirit, and we continue to engage with you, because without you, we can do nothing. Take full control of your word tonight as you speak, Holy Spirit, speak through me. Let them not hear any other voice but your voice. I pray from the life and image of your Son. Amen. It's a simple message this evening. The message is entitled, Dig Your Ditches and Wait for rain. Dig your ditches and wait for the rain. The scripture is taken from 2 Kings chapter 3, and the story is from 16 to 24. But I'll piggyback on 14, 15, and we'll take the story from there onward. I'm going to give a quick, I'm going to paraphrase the scripture, and then we're going to break it down in bite-sized pieces with the Holy Spirit. So 3 Kings, Israel, Judah, and Edom marched against Moab. But after 7 days in the wilderness, they ran out of water. No water for the soldiers, no water for the animals, no water for the kings, no hope in sight, in desperation. And you know, when you are in a wilderness, it's an empty place. No water. So in desperation, they called for the prophet Elijah. And in verse 14, Elijah gave them God's word. And then it happened after the musician played, when the hands of God came upon Elijah, and he said, "Thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. You won't see wind. no rain. Yet, the valley will be filled with water. The next day, as the offering went up, water suddenly flooded, and every ditch was filled. Saints, have you ever stood in a valley where everything seemed parched, dry, barren, hot, no breakthrough, no supply of water, no strength? That's where these three kings were. Empty, desperate, afraid, thirsty, helpless, and without hope. But, hallelujah, in that valley, in that dry valley, God spoke. Make this valley full of ditches. No cloud, no thunder, no sign of rain. Just one command: dig your ditches and wait. Wait in a dry and barren land. That's faith. Faith digs before the rain falls. Faith obeys when it makes no sense. Faith prepares when there's no evidence. Faith waits when the sky is still clear. So I ask you this evening, have you ever been there? In a valley so bare? Well, I have news for you. I have been there. Not once, not twice, but many times. But in the valley, there is peace. In the valley, there is contentment. In the valley, there is strength. Don't think it's a bad place. It's a good place to be. But the Bible tells me, and it tells you, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy cometh in the morning. I can rejoice because God filled my ditches over and over and over again. And right now, I'm waiting in great expectation for some ditches to be filled with water overflowing. Hallelujah. The purpose of the message this evening is to stir your faith to dig deep with confidence in your dry places. Trust in the waiting and don't quit until the rain comes. It will surely come. Before we get into our message, I want us to look at some keywords. I want us to look at valley and ditches. We look at what the valley represents. A valley is a low place. It's dry, hard, discouraging, where strength feels gone. Spiritually, it represents seasons of barrenness, testing, or waiting, when nothing around you looks like God's promises. Ditches represents acts of faith and preparation in the middle of dry seasons. They are the visible proof that you and I know God. I hope that you and I know God will send the rain. From this passage of scripture, from this message, I have five gripping points. The first point is dig in faith before you see it. The second point is, 1 second, my cursor is sticking. Obedience opens the flow. Preparation, number three, is the proof of expectation. And number four, wait expectantly for God's filling And number five, God turns provision into victory. So dig in faith, our first point, before you see it. Second Kings chapter 3 and verse 16 says, and he said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. God commanded them to dig. It doesn't make sense. The place is dry. It's hard. It's parched. The sun is hot. There is no cloud in the sky. Nothing looking like rain is going to fall. And you were saying to dig? It doesn't make sense. God command is a command. Dig your ditches. God commands them to dig in a barren valley with no sign of rain. God requires faith that acts before evidence shows up. Dig in prayer. Serve without being served. And obedience today. Obey. Even when conditions look hopeless. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 tells us from the New King's Version, James Version, now faith is the substance. I'm getting to love this verse more and more every day. Now faith is the substance of things. I mean, God is the one who's God over all things. So substance is God. He is everything. So it said faith is the substance of things hoped for. You're sure. Whatever you hope for, the evidence of that thing, they say it's not seen, but the evidence is not the thing that we are hoping for, but the evidence is a part in God. That's our blessed assurance. That's our hope. Faith is tangible. It is substance and evidence. That's God. God is the substance and he is our evidence. Faith proves the unseen promises of God are real. You see, what is seen is not real. What is seen will be passed away, but what is not seen, that is eternal. Your ditch is your evidence. Prepare as if the rain is already here. You know, when a woman gets pregnant, she prepares for that baby. She's digging her ditch. She prepares for that baby. She just doesn't stay there. She starts preparing. Some women get a nursery. They start preparing a nursery. Some women start buying baby stuff. And because they're expecting, with great expectation, I am having a baby, and this baby is coming to full term. And so they prepare for the baby. So it is. So it's saying here to us, your ditch is your evidence. Prepare as if the rain is already here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7 tells us, for we walk or we live by faith and not by sight. You see, our walk is faith-driven, not sight-driven. Trust in God is the foundation of the believer's life. But more than that, when we first trust in God, as we spend time with him, we get to know him. So I would say knowing God is our firm foundation, because knowing him is everything. Stop waiting for signs. Start walking in obedience. John chapter 20 and verse 29 tells us, Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. That's the one. Have not yet seen. You see a hope, and the evidence is God, but you know that God will surely come true. But we have to know that. We are not guessing. We are not now trying to believe it. We must know. Jesus pronounces blessing on those who believe without seeing. True faith doesn't demand visible proof before trusting. Your digging shows you are blessed because you first trust God's promises before the rain appears. Are you digging your ditches? Are you digging? Are you in the valley? You see, faith digs before the rain falls. You will hear some nuggets as I go along. Faith digs. This is one of the nuggets before the rain falls. My burning question to you this evening, brothers and sisters, will you keep digging even when there is not a single cloud in the sky? Will you keep on digging if you don't see rain coming? Will you keep on digging even though the ground look parched and dry? You see, God commands us, dig your ditches. We all here need to dig ditches because we all have circumstances. We all have situations in our lives. And God is saying to us, if you dig your ditches, I will fill it up with water. Our second point is obedience opens the flow. 2 Kings 3 and verse 17 says, for thus says the Lord, God speaking, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet that valley, it shall be filled with water, so that you, talking to Jehoshaphat, your cattle and your animals may drink. You see, God promises water, and God promises never fail. What God promised, he fulfills. God promises water without natural signs. You know, people like to see a sign. If God said to dig, we're looking to see if it's going to rain in the sky. We're looking for the clouds to turn gray. Some of us checking the weather forecast to see if the rain is going to come. But that's not our business. God said to dig, and if the faith will dig, that's it. We will dig. No matter what season it is. He said, dig your ditches and just wait. God doesn't need the usual process to bring provision. Obey his instructions even when they don't match natural logic. Obey his instructions even though it doesn't make sense. I thought about the cherubim going to the Red Sea. It doesn't make sense. This big Red Sea, an army coming to kill us. You say go through the sea? It doesn't make sense. You're going to drown. But God said it. We must believe it. And that must settle it for us. God said go through the Red Sea. And God is saying to us now, here on NDM Life, he said to us, dig your ditches, my brothers and sisters, and wait. Water will surely come. In John chapter 2 and verse 5, Jesus' mother Mary, at the wedding at Cana, his mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. That's the same thing he's saying to us today. Whatever I say to you, obedience, you see, is the key. Whatever I say to you, do it. Mary points to obedience as the key. Because what happened after that? Miracles are tied to obedience. The water turned to wine. Fill up those jugs. Fill up those stuff. Obedience. And miracles are tied to obedience. Do what he says, even when it doesn't make sense. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Blessings comes through willingness and obedience. Obedience is the gateway to abundance. Digging is your obedience. The rain is the blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 20, it's one of my favorite scriptures too. I like this chapter a lot. And you can read more of it. I'm just going to use verse 1 and verse 2. But you can read 1 to 14, very profound. I'm just going to read this one to you. I'm going to read this. It is very important. I was sharing this with some parents the other day to share with their children. God is saying, if you're obedient, if you obey me, you obey my commands, and you don't turn to the left or to the right, you obey me, all I can do is bless. Let me just find it here. One second. Okay. Yes. Deuteronomy chapter 28. So, 28 verse 1 says, now it shall come to pass, if, you see the condition, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, his words, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey. You see? Obey. You obey the voice of the Lord your God. When you have time, you can read the blessings. Very powerful. So there's conditions. So God is saying, obey. They shall overtake you if you obey all the blessings. He already given it to us, you know, but he's saying to you, if you obey me, you will eat the good of the land because you have obeyed my voice. Blessings are triggered by obedience. God ties overflow to our response to his word. You see, the word is God's voice. He wants us to be obedient to him. If you want rain, my brothers and sisters, start with obedience. Another nugget. Obedience doesn't always make sense, but it always makes miracles. I have a burning question again. What ditch is God asking you to dig in obedience right now? That's for you to answer. That's for me to answer. This is a burning question. What ditch is God asking you and me to dig in obedience right now? And again, the command comes, dig your ditches and wait for the rain. Point number three, preparation is the proof of expectation. 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 18 says, and this is a simple matter. You see what was going on there with Jehoshaphat, the three kings? They're saying this is a simple matter for God. This is a simple matter. Whatever going on in your life, whatever you have to dig to get that ditch full, It is a simple matter for this awesome God that we have. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's omniscient. He knows all things. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. So this is a simple thing for victory for the three kings. Because the Moabites, they are coming after these three kings. But God is saying to them, this is a simple thing of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand. Whoever is coming against you, God say, I will deliver them. I will deliver you. Or I will deliver them. I will take care of them. Don't worry about it. You see, God calls the miracle a simple matter. But God is doing there? It's a simple matter. It's water, it's thirst, and it's the enemy coming. It's provision, and it's victory. But God is saying, this is a simple matter for me. God calls the miracle a simple matter. Why? Because he is God. What overwhelms us is simple for God. So stop complicating faith, brothers and sisters. Prepare like it's already done. It's a done deal. We hear this all the time. He did everything on the cross. It is finished. The work is finished. We don't have to fight. When a woman, you know, sorry. Yes, God does everything for us already. It's already done. Jeremiah 32 and verse 17 tells us, it says, God, Lord God, there is nothing too hard for you. So just dig your ditch and he will fill it with water. The ground might be hard for you and for me. It might be dry and parched. It might just be discouraging at times. But he's saying, trust me and dig your ditches and wait. You see, a lot of us don't like to wait. Everything is quick. I look at people walking the streets, even in the grocery store. They don't like to wait in line. They don't like to wait on the bus. They don't like to wait anywhere they go. Everything is a rush. Rushing. But God is saying to you and I, we don't need to rush like that. People are anxious. But God is saying to us, wait, dig. People want it done now. Lord, I want this thing done now. It's taking too long. But God said, if you're obedient, you will eat the good of the land. His power makes impossibilities irrelevant. Deep, dig deep, brothers and sisters, dig deep, because nothing is too hard for God to do. With him, all things are possible. So dig your ditches and wait for the water. Psalms 33 and verse 9 tells us, for he spoke. God doesn't have to use hammer or nails. God doesn't have to go to the bank to get money. He is just God. He just spoke. And it was done, the whole creation. And this is our God. This God is our Father. And this God is saying to us, his children, no matter how parched and dry the land might be, no matter what's going on in your life, fix your eyes on me. Listen to my word, obey my commands, and just be obedient. Dig the ditches. That's obedience. And wait. God's word instantly brings result. God doesn't take next year, next month, and all of that. Instantly, it brings results. His word has creative power. Your words too have creative power. Proverbs 18:21 tells us death and life are in the power of our tongue. But what we do, we speak death instead of life. If and but, no. We speak like our Father. We are joined to Him. We are one spirit with God. As He is, so are we. We say all these scriptures, but do we believe that? If we believe, we will dig. We will dig the ditches and wait. No matter how long He takes, we know He will surely come, because God is faithful. And God never starts something and He leave it halfway. He takes it to the end, because He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. So dig your ditches and wait. He's a faithful God. Hold on to the word, His word, as if the rain has already fallen. Faith comes by hearing His word. The word is a shovel, is your shovel of faith. That's your word. The word is your shovel of faith. Dig your ditches with His word. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Dig deep into the word. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3 tells us, for the vision. Whatever you're digging for, don't stop. Don't you ever quit. Whatever you are digging in the dry patch place, it seems impossible. Don't stop. Don't quit. The moment you quit, that was the time your breakthrough was coming. So dig your ditch and wait. He said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it. Because you know why? It will surely come. He is faithful. He's a faithful God. God promises have appointed times. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, all the promises are yes in Christ. God is never late. So keep on digging your ditches and wait. Delay is not a denial. Delay means to rest in the Lord and wait patiently on Him. Psalms 37 and verse 5. Don't rush. Wait patiently on Him. You might think it's a delay. No, delay is a blessing. Delay is a blessing. Keep your ditch ready. You see, you have to dig the ditch. You have to be ready for the rain. If you don't dig, you can't get no rain. Dig, keep your ditch ready until rain arrives. Keep digging. Keep giving thanks in your digging, in your ditch. Keep digging, brothers and sisters. Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, in all things, you're giving thanks while you're digging. Give praise and thanks while you're digging. It makes the digging easy, but dig your ditch and wait. Another nugget. Preparation is the proof of expectation. Preparation is the proof of expectation. So if you don't dig, you can't expect anything. He said, dig your ditch and wait. Wait, number four, our fourth point. Wait expectantly for God's filling. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 20 tells us, now it happened, hallelujah, in the morning. Remember, they are running from the Moabites. They're running to this dry patch place with no water. They're thirsty. They're afraid. They have animals. They themselves, they are thirsty. And suddenly, it happened now because of obedience. They dig up the whole valley. They dig up every place, make it a ditch. You see, obedience, it is the key. It happened in the morning. You see, joy comes in the morning. You see, it's hard work to dig. You're sweating. When you dig in, it's sweat. Yes. But in the morning, joy comes in the morning. Suddenly, hey, hallelujah, water came by the way of Edom. And the land was filled, hallelujah, with water. Are you digging? Do you need water? You need to dig your ditch. Joy comes in the morning. The water came at God's timing. Suddenly, they get a suddenly because they were obedient. They get up in the morning, water. God moves at the appointed time. I want us to know that. God is never, ever late. He's an on-time God. But you see, mankind, they can't wait. They like it done now. They want a quick fix. And God is saying to us, dig your ditches and just wait patiently. Wait. Wait in expectation. His timing is perfect. It will surely come. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You see, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wait. You see, waiting brings renewal. Waiting brings renewal. Expectant waiting is not wasted. It strengthens. We get strength in our inner man. While we wait upon the Lord, he shall renew us. Hallelujah. So dig your ditches in the valley and wait. While you wait for rain, let him renew you by renewing your mind daily in the word. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Psalm 27 and verse 14 also tells us, wait on the Lord. Be of a good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You see, courage is tied to waiting. Waiting requires strength of spirit. Dig with courage until God fills the ditch or your ditches. But don't you ever quit. So verse 21 says, I gotta read verse 21. Verse 21 says, and when all the Moabites heard, let me finish read 20 again. Now it happened in the morning. See, joy comes in the morning. When the grain offering was offered, see, that suddenly, said that when you worship, you in the valley, just worship, just praise, just worship God. When you're in the valley, you are there with God, and he is right in the valley too. So when morning came, suddenly, water. But then the 21 say, and when all the Moabites, they heard that the kings had come up to fight against them, all who were able to bear arms and older were gathered, and they stood at the border. 22. Then they rose up early, the Moabites, in the morning, and the sun, I just love this one, and the sun shining on the water. That's God's glory, you know. And the sun was shining. They didn't have to fight. The king of Israel and the king of Edom, they didn't have to fight. And the king of Judah, they didn't have to fight. God shone the sun on the water. That's God's glory. And the Moabites saw the water on the other side as though it was red as blood. Huh. 23 say, and when, and they said, boy, it looked like they killed themselves, they killed one another. This is blood. Hey, the kings have surely struck swords and have killed one another. Now, therefore, Moab, let's go and get the spoil. So they think that the king, they fought against themselves and the army fought against themselves, and that's why they see in blood. God is an awesome God. God is an on-time God. God is faithful. And the next verse said, so when they came to the camp, they're going into Israel camp now, thinking they're going to get everything. Israel rose up and attacked the Moabites, so that they fled before them, and they entered their land, killing the Moabites. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. So they go to fight them. They think that they saw blood. It's God. God says in Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you and me. He gave them water. He quenched the thirst. You see, in the valley is sweetness. You might think it hard. It's parched and dry. But you can have joy in the valley. If you're obedient and you dig your ditches, you can have joy in the valley. Because joy will come in the morning. So don't quit. God said, I will fight for you. God fight for me all the time. And you always win. And you shall hold your peace. Don't fight. Don't fight with people. Don't fight with nobody. Don't fight. I will fight for you. God takes the battle out of your hands and my hands if we are obedient. Waiting is trusting him to fight. Waiting is trusting him to provide. Because he himself is the living water. He himself is our sufficiency. He himself tells us in Philippians 4:19, I shall supply all. You want water? I am the living water. So he's saying to us, so what he did with them there, he provide water for them in the desert. He said, we make water flow in the desert. So waiting is trusting him to fight. He promised to fight for us. So my brothers and sisters, stand still, trust, and watch the rain come. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13. You see, praising God in the waiting room or in the waiting valley. We need to praise when we're in the valley. You see, praise confuses the enemy. And you see, prayer is, yes, we fellowship and go. People like to go and ask. They like to ask. But praise, you big up, we're telling God, yes, you are more than able. I praise you, the thing is already done because you already fought all my battles. You see, waiting, praise God in the waiting period because your reign is on the way. A burning question to you this evening again. Will you keep praising in the waiting in the valley, or will you give up before the water flows? You see, God turns provision into victory. You see, he gives them the water. Also, he says you shall attack them and the 45 cities. And God provides, he gives provisions. He gives them water and he conquered their enemies. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 tells us, if God is for us, if God is for you, who can be against you? Who can come against you if God is for you? God's presence guarantees victory And you know what? His presence is with us and he's in us. So we are always victorious. We are overcomers. We have already overcome the world. You see, opposition cannot stop God's plan. So dig your ditches and wait. Opposition can never stop God's plan. Dig ditches, expecting rain and victory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57 says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory." You see, victory is a gift from God. He is the victory. Our triumph flows through Christ alone. So celebrate a victory even before it shows up. You see, we like to praise when anything done. Oh, I thank and I praise God. I get a victory over that thing that like the devil and so on. So no, you praise it. You're celebrating that before you see the rain. So you see it happened in the morning for them. There was offering and it was giving praises to God. And boom, who showed up? God. God showed up. God showed up. He always. And Isaiah 54:17 tells us, "No weapons, none at all, formed against you or me shall ever prosper." You see, weapons may form, but they won't succeed. God has secured your protection and triumph. So don't fear the fight. Reign and victory are promised. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27 tells us, he said, "Nor give place to the devil." Don't fear him, because victory is already ours. Believers have the authority to resist. Victory means not allowing the enemy space. We already overcome him. Defend your territory after the rain falls. This is not survival rain. This is victory rain. He rained victory into the ditches. Victory. While you quench the thirst also. Burning question. Do you just want enough water to survive? Or are you ready to dig for a victory that overflows? It's another one. Are you in a valley? Question. Are you in a dry place where the ground looks cracked, the sky looks empty, and hope feels far away? Do you feel like you have been digging, brothers and sisters, but nothing has come yet? Dig anyway. Keep on digging. You cannot give up. Don't quit. Dig your ditches and wait on the Lord. He will surely show up. Hear this. If God said it, he will do it. Your ditch will not stay empty. I guarantee you that. The rain is on the way. So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage us this evening. Dig your ditches and wait on the Lord. Conclusion. The digging may be hard. The valley may look dry. The night may feel long, but don't stop digging. The God who commanded the ditch is faithful to send the rain. Your ditch of prayer is not wasted. Your ditch of obedience is not foolishness. Your ditch of preparation is not in vain. Your waiting is not wasted time. This means this message must shake all the dry valleys, stir up your faith, and cause us all to dig in expectation. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 says, "And let us not grow weary, brothers and sisters, while doing good." I must say, let us not grow weary, brothers and sisters, while digging our ditches. Let us encourage each other to keep on digging until you see rain. For in due season, we will reap. We will see rain if we do not lose heart. So lift up your voice and declare, I will dig my ditches and wait for rain. My last sentence to us all tonight.
Amen.
Now is the time, brothers and sisters, pick up your shovel of faith, dig your ditch, and wait with holy expectation, for the rain is coming. Don't quit. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.